Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Shanghai Nation, welcome to the show on another Friday afternoon. Real quick before we jump into things, some show notes if you were looking for some pro wrestling tonight. WCWO in Indianapolis, Indiana. SOS in Tacoma, Washington. ECW in Henderson, Tennessee. And Paradigm Pro Wrestling at the arena in Jeffersonville, Indiana. A CWC in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tomorrow night, Emerge. Columbus, Indiana, ECW and USWF with a combined benefit show in Caverna, Kentucky, 907 in Anchorage, Alaska, JARS in Denver, Colorado, FSW in Las Vegas, Nevada, and IPW happening in Muncie, Indiana. But the good son and I would like to introduce our guest today. She is the manager of our co-host, the good son, Andrew Michelson, from Combat Pro Wrestling Presents Theatrical. Just welcome to the show. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You little shithead.
Well, our first-timer question for those that join us for the first time.
God damn it.
How did you get into this crazy business of professional wrestling?
Well, it kind of started, I was making merch for people, for a couple of wrestlers around the local area. And then Mama Yvonne let me rip a shirt on stage at one of the shows last summer. And then it just kind of went from there, and then I ended up being Andrew's manager.
Now, before becoming a manager, had you ever considered working as a performer, or were you happy working behind the scenes in different capacities?
I wanted to be a commentator at one point in life, but that changed, and I think I like the behind-the-scenes stuff a little bit more.
Very good.
She's lying. No, she don't.
You don't start that.
I'm allowed to. This is one I actually get to have fun with.
Uh-huh, whatever.
Dang, that guy's trying to get fired.
Ow.
You can't fire
wow.
me.
Well, I mean, I don't have that kind of power. Don't put that on me.
You can't fire me.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
You're my manager. I can fire you as that.
All right, whatever.
Now, the spoiled princess was not fired recently, but she did take the good son sort of out of the picture of Team Yvonne and some thought for a little while out of CPW, but it seemed like it was simply out of the role of hero. Spoiled princess, but, you know, what was the mindset there?
Why did I have him leave Team Yvonne?
Exactly.
Because they were never there to help him. Anytime he was getting beat up and taken out by Team Jeff, Team Yvonne was nowhere to be found. So why keep having him help a team that doesn't help him?
That stands to reason. Now, of course, in our industry, one of the things that's just part of our business is the occasional injury. Everybody gets injuries from time to time if they're in very long. I know you haven't been around a great long time, but in the time you've been in, have you seen the good son getting injuries on the behalf of Team Yvonne? Is that part of the reason why you were looking to break from them?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep him from getting injured. He hasn't gotten hurt yet, but I'm trying to keep it that way.
Now, as someone that has done a fair share of managing myself, I know not only can you be hurt as an active entering competitor, you can get hurt as a manager. Have you personally, to this point, ever had an injury from wrestling, like being a manager?
No, not yet.
I would like to point out...
Not ever.
Followed by, and I don't plan to be.
I mean, I don't really plan on getting hurt.
Good, good, okay.
Well, you know that's never going to happen, so...
I know.
You don't get touched.
Exactly. I'm not worried about it.
Never. That's when you get hurt the worst, is when you say never.
Never say never, right?
Okay, Justin Bieber.
Now, you have been around since CPW Presents Theatrical Wrestling was running the shows in the Mirkwood, and those shows had no ring because of the confines of the venue. But CPW has relocated to Linwood, Washington at Club Hectic, and a ring has been in place for those shows. It's a completely different dynamic. I know you did a show or two that had a ring away from the Mirkwood, but now that a ring is a full-time proposition, what changes have you noticed as far as what you are doing?
I can move around a lot more. It's a lot easier to get around. If something happens, I can get to them easier. There's more room.
That there is. Now, since you brought up having more room, one of the things where we were at the Mirkwood was when you managed, you had one side to your back and then the stage forward, basically.
Yeah.
When you were doing that, were you more aware of where the fans were and what they were doing, or does it help you having that extra room to be able to know where the fans are and they're maybe trying to do something you don't need them to do?
I think the ring is a lot easier. More room.
I agree with you there.
Because it's easier to see what's going on around you.
Indeed. Also, much easier escape routes if it ever becomes necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
Since the good son has been chomping at the bit for this interview, I'm going to pass you over to the good son and let him have his interview.
So you got to make me deal with her now? God damn it.
I mean, you do anyway, right?
Exactly.
Sometimes. Sometimes I send her off so I don't have to.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Hey, there's a reason you're not always in Green Bay with me.
Hey.
Oh. I had a question. I just lost it. Oh. So I already know most about you. Like, really? So this one is kind of like more bias. This is where I get to kind of have fun because obviously you being my manager, I know more about you than most people.
Yeah.
What has been, like, the most difficult part about being my manager, and don't be a dick. Like, I know, like you said, you were talking about, you know, you've gotten more room to breathe and stuff with the ring. So after that, like, what has really been the hardest part about being the Good Sons manager?
God damn it.
What?
It's really not hard.
I stumped her. Hi. I'm getting attacked by the child.
Anyways.
There's got to be some difficult stuff.
Of course. I don't know.
I really don't.
It's not that difficult.
How is it not difficult?
I make sure you keep your belt and nobody hurts you. It's. I mean, aside from the part where I can't actually hurt them for trying to hurt you, it's really not. It's not being able to actually help you physically.
Okay.
I guess that would have. Yeah. That's all I got.
I thought that was going to actually be a lot easier for you to answer.
No.
Okay. This is a hard one because, like, I know too much about you already.
She's talking to Debbie. She's, like, freaking out.
Sorry. Sorry. What now?
Okay.
I don't know.
Do
you see?
Sorry, I'm at work.
What? Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. Can you drain it? The filter's already done.
What the fuck?
I'm at work.
Okay. That's a random thing. Okay, so you know. You've been, you know, through the whole me and Tomcat situation. You've seen me go face my brother time and time again. You've seen me face all these people. What has been probably your favorite match that you've been out there with me for? Like, what one was your favorite, and what one was your least favorite?
Oh, this might hurt some feelings. My favorite one was you and Tomcat 2 out of 3 false count at inclusion.
Okay.
My least favorite ones are you against Cyrus.
Fair. And why for both? Like, what? Why was me and Tomcat your favorite, and what were you? Why the least favorite?
Well, the one of you and Tomcat just reminded me a lot of Eddie versus Ray.
Yeah.
And. I don't know. You and Cyrus just don't feel like you gel very well together. I don't know. They're just not my favorite.
That's fair. That's fair. So, I can't think of anything right now, Sun Guy. I'll hand it back over to you. This was a hard one for me because, like, I know too much about her.
Fair enough. Well, Spoiled Princess, one of the things in our business that we have seen at CPW on occasion is hardcore wrestling, and that presents a lot more chance of injury. It presents a lot more use of different objects. There's a higher level of difficulty involved. What do you think of hardcore wrestling?
I enjoy it very much. But that's because I like to watch people get hurt.
It's not you, Sign Guy, at the end of that, but... I can see that.
Well, you're
that.
Excluded from that. Obviously,
okay.
I don't want to see you get hurt.
Okay, I'm relieved a little bit now.
I mean, they don't. I don't think hardcore matches need to be done all the time. I think they should be more sporadic and used for special occasions. Because otherwise they get boring, especially when you do the same spot every time.
Very true. Not just hardcore wrestling, but just any match in general, there is always a chance of blood. And in some states where there is a commission, they have regulations on blood. Washington is among those states where if blood is into a match, you are to be wrapped up within a minute. Other states, they have no commission, so you can bleed as much as you want, any match, any show. There are a wide range of opinions on the use of blood in wrestling in 2024. Do you have an opinion when it comes to blood as it relates to pro wrestling?
I think how it's, it really depends on how it's done. If it's like a little, like you get hurt in like whatever you're doing at that moment, it's whatever. But I don't think having a bunch of sticks stabbed into your head is necessary. Clearly, I'll just. Okay, let's see you do it then.
I think she forgets who she's talking to when she says to do shit like that. I'll do it.
He's not wrong. He would do
like
it.
I know he would, but I just don't think it needs to be done excessively.
Yeah.
Like
no,
there's a limit.
That comes into the excessive part of her last comment. I'm with her on that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't think it... No, I definitely agree. I don't think it should be, like... You know, me and you have talked about it. Something that, like, I think it's a good... Like, it depends on the ratio of how often they're doing it.
Yeah.
If you're doing it every show, every night, whatever, that's overdone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Spoiled Princess, you mentioned to us that you initially were interested in commentary. CPW does commentary over the PA system with Seds and Coach Steele, so it's a little bit different than what most companies do. Do you enjoy having commentary live over the PA system for the fans to hear, or do you have a different version of what you wanted to do with commentary?
Well, when I wanted to, I still liked people when I wanted to do it. because when I wanted to do it, it was all I knew was WWE, but so that's kind of what I wanted to do at that time. But it's definitely different having it over the PA system. Because usually when I go to live shows, it's just quiet.
Now, when they do commentary over the PA system, if you go to do something, a lot of time Coach Steele will call out what's going on, which makes it more difficult to get away with something if you were to do something a little more unscrupulous. How do you feel when you're maybe exerting yourself a little extra hard to ensure a victory and Coach Steele is ratting you out to where anybody, including the official, can hear that?
One day he's going to be the one getting hit with the belt.
Wow.
No.
So you already have plans to hit Coach Steele with the belt?
I've been having those plans.
I have to let her get the belt to do that.
Who said it was going to be with one of yours?
She's got
one of the
belts
you're going to hit him with.
Picks up at the local like Goodwill, and she just socks him with it.
I can go find my old spinner belt.
The toy one?
I said what I said.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, to be fair, Aaron Bola once tried to pass off a plastic spinner belt as the TCW title when a fan actually snatched his and ran out through the building. So, you know, there's precedent for that.
That sounds sucky.
I'm not saying he got away with it, but he tried it.
How are you going to let someone steal your belt?
I mean, he didn't want someone to steal his belt, but, you know, he wasn't suspecting a little eight-year boy of running off with it. But
that's fair.
For instance, you brought up merchandise earlier and making some of the merchandise for some of the guys in the business. Merchandise is one of the primary ways to make money in independent pro wrestling. A lot of people make far more money doing merchandise than they do with the actual wrestling booking. A lot of people use the bookings simply as a way to get into the door to sell merchandise. Do you personally have merchandising plans in place for not only yourself but also Andrew potentially that you're going to try to market yourself?
Yeah, we're working on something. I've got several designs made up.
Looking forward to what you might have going there. Now, on a typical show, do you have fans approach you looking to pick something up at the merchandise table, or have you been doing very much market research on it?
No, not yet.
Doesn't hurt to talk to the people, find out what they're looking to buy for
you know,
future plans.
Right.
Like we've been saying, you're still pretty relatively new to managing right now. Managers in the last 25 years or so have not been very prevalent on the national level, but in the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen a lot more instances of managers being used. Do you have some managers that you most often study and watch film of to try to pick up things that you want to incorporate yourself?
I mean, obviously Paul Heyman's the GOAT. So he's one of my favorites. And then I liked Sherry Montel as Shawn Michaels' manager. Obviously Paul Bearer for Undertaker, so that's my favorite wrestler.
It's more than your favorite wrestler. But
shut up, we need to go there. That's all I can think of right now. My brain is farting.
I'm just going to presume you're about to say, and also sign guy.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I was presuming you were about to say, and also sign guy is one of my favorite managers.
Yes, sign guy, you're one of my favorite managers.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
One of my favorite refs and podcast hosts.
Oh, wow.
Ouch.
That's a lot. Well,
what the hell,
my
chop liver?
I said one of, okay?
She did. She did. No need to get angry there. That's
my goodness.
Well, we have a game that we like to play on the show. I think you're a perfect candidate for this. We call it word association. and I will throw out the names
of
people that you have interacted with in your career, and the first word or two that comes to your mind is the answer. Are you ready for some word association?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First name, Seds.
Sorry. Hurt my brain.
Already? First one?
You've seen Seds wrestle. He's hurt a lot of brains.
That is very true.
But he's like an uncle to me.
Okay, all then
right.
That's what you say.
Can be the answer.
I was going to say uncle, but I don't know.
That works. There's no right or wrong on this. Next name, CJ Edwards.
Oh, my God.
Is that your answer?
No, that's not my answer. Just not the name I was expecting to hear. High Flyer.
T-Rex.
I mean, it's inclusion.
Lance Dean.
Moonshine.
Sunny Days.
Bad Auntie.
Coach Steel. The Party Goblin.
He likes to party.
Christopher Rising.
Muscles.
Real Talk Rashad.
Golden Guy.
And the last name on the list, Tomcat Jones.
The confused one.
All right. Being that you are the spoiled princess, have you paid attention to the princesses that have come before you in the Pacific Northwest? We've seen Princess Victoria years and years ago. We have seen the powerhouse Princess Lila Lodge. We have seen Princess Death Wish all here in the Pacific Northwest. So there's been princesses before. None of them, of course, have been spoiled to my knowledge. But do you study a lot of the previous princesses?
No. The only one I know of out of that list is Princess Death Wish.
Wouldn't hurt to
go back to the others. Yeah, I'll probably do that.
She lives under a rock.
I do, and I'll admit that too.
Well, I'm sure Dwayne Johnson's a pretty good place to live under if you're
not that rock.
Oh. You brought this up a little bit ago, but to go into more in-depth, when you are out there managing, and we'll discount myself from this for this question, who are some of your favorite referees out there right now where you have personally dealt with in a match?
I think she's really dealt with you, son, guy.
Yeah, that's not fair. Can't take yourself out of that.
Well, I mean, okay, so if I was not there, based on what you have seen just in general, who are some of the referees out there that you think would most work for you during the course of a match?
Well, there's a couple that don't work for us that I would like to have there.
All right.
You
You gonna say who? We're just gonna leave
it
at that.
Yeah, I'm getting to there. I'm getting there. Devin Campbell and Brad Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, they're both very good at what they do for sure.
Yeah, those are my other two favorites.
And you brought up Inclusion Pro Wrestling a little bit ago, and it is a very new company. They had their first show a few months ago. They just ran their second ever show very recently.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Inclusion Pro Wrestling so far?
They're doing pretty good. It's good. I like it there. I mean, they put on a good show.
They do indeed. Being that you are new, you haven't gone to a lot of different places as of yet. Have you been watching what's happening with other companies, keeping an eye on things, or when you feel like you are ready to branch out a little bit and do a little more traveling, or are you happy wrestling for just a few companies at this point?
I mean, there's a few that I follow, but I wouldn't mind going to other places eventually. Just until right now, I'm fine with just whatever, until I'm a little more comfortable.
She's still scared.
I am. I don't like crowds.
Nothing wrong
like
with
people.
That. Age.
Mm-hmm.
Besides myself, there have been a number of people that are at Combat Pro and also Inclusion that have managerial experience. People like Sunny Days, Paul Moonshine, even if you want to get sort of technical, Jeff and Yvonne, Dustin, they've all done managing at various points in their careers. Do you ever sit down with the people that have managed and look for advice, look for critiques of your matches, things of that nature, or are you still kind of trying to find your own way and make your own mistakes and get better that way?
I mean, I talk with Mom and Jeff all the time, and I also like to learn the hard way, so there's that too. It's a little bit of both.
Gotcha.
AKA learn the hard way, get yelled at by the good son.
Yep.
That's one way to learn for sure. A couple of months ago, we actually saw the return of Paul Moonshine. He had lost his way from his family for quite a while, and turned to the dark side, if you will. But he looks to have reconciled and made his way back.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of the more popular managers in all the Pacific Northwest. What do you think of the return of Paul Moonshine as an active manager?
From what I've seen of him, he seems to be doing pretty good, moving around, doing well, and seems to be doing all right.
I'm just glad he's still kicking.
Yeah, he hit John Davidson recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of John Davidson, he, of course, another active manager at CPW. He has done some shady, shady, shady things in his tenure there.
Oh, and that's an understatement.
I think so, too, but I'm trying not to bury people here. But What do you think of John Davidson and his shadiness? Is he someone on your radar as far as a potential bow down the line for Andrew? Do you think he's going to send his guys after Andrew? Or is he not something you even give consideration to right
now? He's not even on my radar right now. He's like the last person that's on my radar right now. To be perfectly honest.
All right. Out. We know that the good son has been collecting title belts lately, and there are still some out there he does not have. He doesn't have the tag team title. He doesn't have the combat pro title over at Inclusion. He doesn't have the Howlett County title. He doesn't have the Inclusion heavyweight title. Are there championships that you would most want to see Andrew challenge for in the near future? Or are you happy with any type of championship that might present itself?
Geez, that guy's trying to make this really hard to get through TSA. Starting a pain in the ass.
Obviously, I'd want to have the world title.
There we go, looking for the world title.
Yeah. Obviously, that's what I'd want him to have. But, I mean, don't know yet.
I mean, there's a couple I'm looking out for anyways, but.
Yeah.
Well, since the good son
some
kind
of showed me some.
Have you experienced so far when TSA workers see a championship belt, someone's bag, and the entire security checkpoint shuts down while they hold it up and yell for people to come take a look, take pictures with that championship belt?
Yeah, it was difficult getting home last time.
I can imagine it. I've experienced it a time or two.
I got two titles now, more.
Right now, seen a lot more chances for people at the independent level of pro wrestling to be able to tour internationally and go around the world for wrestling. Guys have the chances to go to Japan and England and Mexico, Romania, South America, and wrestle for independent companies in those places. Have you ever given thought at any point to traveling internationally for wrestling?
Not really, but that's also because I just got here.
He goes where I go.
Yeah, I just go wherever he goes.
That must be off.
Sometimes.
Now, if the good son were to look at international tours, what's the one international tour you would most hope that he would want to visit?
I mean, I want to go to Ireland. We could start there. But I know he wants to go to Japan, so.
Ireland is the home of Becky Lynch, who at one point in time was a regular here in the Pacific Northwest for a few different promotions. So for the reverse could be worked as well.
Yeah, my child asked Becky to be his girlfriend.
Was it a yes or a no?
She said, ask me in about 15 years and see where me and Seth are at.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah, that's what she told my six-year-old.
I mean, that's fair. Now, I don't know if you realize it or not, but many years ago, she had a feud with a rookie by the name of Christopher Rysik.
Oh. I did not know that.
It is indeed a fact.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Don't say what?
I know. Really? Please finishes that line for you.
I don't know what I missed something here.
It's not, that's just a fact.
Oh. Well, he didn't say the first part, so I can't finish it.
Okay.
Oh.
I think even Sign Guy knew where I was going with that one.
I can't finish that because he didn't say the first part.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, being that when you were coming up, you watched primarily WWE.
That's all she watched up until literally I came around.
Not until you came around.
I said coming up, so you know, before that. Now, is WWE something that you have ever made as a career goal, as the place you want to go, or is that not really a goal that you have?
I mean, if I get there, I get there. If I don't, I don't. But that's where I wanted to be a commentator. And, yeah. I didn't really have a great support system growing up, so when I told people that's what I wanted to do, they told me it would never happen, and I listened to them. So...
You know,
okay, this is where I'm going to jump in.
That as well. Look at him now.
Well, I'll put it this way. I'm living proof that don't listen to what people say, because I wasn't even supposed to be able to be doing this until, but I didn't let that stop me. I got approved by my doctor at 16, and I haven't stopped. So you got to remember, things happen for a reason. So.
I know.
I am literally the living embodiment of don't let what people say stop you. And Sign Guy knows that all too well.
I do indeed.
Shoot, Sign Guy, I think, was the ref for my first match at CPW.
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember that night.
I believe you were. And now he's literally refed most of my matches for
that
CPW.
Night, that night is going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. You want to know what's funny, Sign Guy? She doesn't remember my first match.
I was there, but I don't remember it.
Goddamn, Eddie.
Sometimes in this business.
Well, that was the first time I went to an independent show. And Rainiers were $3, so I enjoyed them.
Boy,
there
Eddie
are
for that one.
They're in Tacoma.
Yeah.
Now, I once forgot my home address for around 2 weeks after a match, but I could still tell you my Kentucky wrestling license number was W-871.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he proved it that, happened. Too, because he showed me at the last show.
Yep.
Well, I got a question now. So, you know, you talked about how for the last however long, you know, I've been constantly getting jumped and stuff, and that's part of what was the hardest part about that, like watching me just beat every time?
Not being able to do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know how many times I wanted to jump in there and help you?
I know.
That's literally the hardest part, is not being able to do anything.
That's fair. So, you know, we talked about me going for the world title and stuff, but there's kind of something eluding me with the tag belts. There's something there. If you had to choose a partner for me to go after the tag belts, who would it be?
I had to go there. I know you keep beating him up, but SP8.
Okay. Why is that? Not who I thought you were going to say, actually.
I know. I already talked to Mickey. I know. Because I think you guys would work well together.
I thought you were actually going to go with little brother.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's sick right now.
Yeah. I know, his vet bill's getting expensive.
Yeah.
Now, it's never happened as far as I know, but if the owners came to you and they wanted to book a match where you actually were tag team partners with the Good Son, would you accept such a match?
No.
Fair enough. All right. Give me about 15 minutes.
Sorry.
You're good.
They're yelling at me, so I probably got to get off this thing soon.
Oh, you're good. We're probably getting close to time anyways.
We are getting pretty close, so we can wrap this up. If you want to say anything, plug anything at all, go right for it.
Man, what do you think? I got nothing.
Okay. March 30th at Club Hectic in Riverwood, Washington.
Oh, yeah, we have that thing. Point to the sign.
Oh, I will.
Point at the sign, guy.
Yeah, point at the sign, guy.
Yeah, I'm going to still offer it that day. But thank you for being with us. I know you are a busy princess, but thank you so much for joining us. And I will see you in a few weeks.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, anytime. Good Son, as we wind this down, do you have anything you want to plug, promote, or say?
I mean, you already talked about the show at Club Hectic, March 30th. You know, she did hit up, there will be more merch for the Spoiled Princess and the Good Son eventually. We're just working on getting it all made. So obviously, you know, look at that. Look for those at the upcoming shows when they happen. Not anything else I can really think of at the moment. I mean, yeah, that's all I can think of at the moment.
All right.
Oh,
well,
I mean, she forgot about it, but look up Spoiled Princess on Facebook because apparently she can't think to plug her own shit. And then also on TikTok, it's Spoiled Princess. I can't remember the numbers after it. Let me look real quick. I'll promote her for her, so, you know, that's what I do. Oh, it's just Spoiled Princess on TikTok. Look that up. You know, you'll see a lot of her stuff, a lot of her video editings of me and stuff. She's the one that makes me look good for that. So look her up on TikTok. Look her up on Facebook. Yeah.
All right, fans, check Spoiled Princess out. You can also find me at that same show, the 30th of March. Also, a week from tomorrow, I will be back at Northwest Pro in Vaughan, Washington. Then, of course, don't forget, next month in April, I will also be at the arena in Jeffersonville for Pawcade 5. Looking very forward to the huge Pawcade show. Lots of people I don't get to see very often scheduled to be there, including Cole Radrick, Billy Starks, Hoodfoot Mo Atlas, my old tag partner, Shug D, our old Powell Sugar D at Paul K this year. Lots more names going to be there. Nick Manoa is going to be on the call. Zane Paisley ring announcing. It's going to be a huge event, so make sure you are with us if you have any way to get to the arena. It's for a good cause, helping out the animals. We'll be back with you Sunday afternoon. We are making up 1-2-3, 1-2-3 with referees from across the land. And then we will be also right back here next week. So make sure you have plans to join us. And we will talk to you soon.
I believe in you.